Pam Sidhu, Drive Time.
Hi, I'm Pam Sidhu here on Sudbury Radio. My next guest continues to give us hit after hit, from Bollywood playback to independent music. In America, on Bloomberg's chart data, he's in the top 10 of trending artists, together with the likes of Dua Lipa, Justin Bieber. It is no other than Jubin Nautiyal himself. Thank you, Jubin, for taking time to speak to us today.
Thank you, Pam. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. All the better for speaking with you and talking to you. So you are of course, your success, you're reaching heights very, very fast. Here in Leicester as well, Sudbury Radio, you have broken our chart records. So your song, Lutege, has broken all our chart records. It was number one for 9 weeks. So
wow, I think I'm killing it in the UK.
You are absolutely killing it. You're killing it globally, in fact. And that's why I wanted to speak to you, because you're just smashing it everywhere. Now, I know you have this new song out as well, Breaking the Rules. Now, yeah. I have heard you say previously that you like to break the rules. So is this why you went for this song?
Definitely. I think so. This song is more about how this entire pandemic taught us how to break the rules that we had set in our heads of how we're supposed to live, how we're supposed to be. I think all those rules got broken when we found ourselves in lockdown. That's where this song came from.
Right.
I'm somebody who likes to break barriers every time. If it's not challenging enough for me, it doesn't take me enough. And this was the first song I composed in the lockdown. So all that inspiration was coming from the time of me playing 23 gigs in 29 days to finding myself in a room all by myself, trying to relate back to the reasons why I started doing music in the first place, which I felt I'd forgotten in somewhere in between. It's a very, very special song close to my heart, and I got to do it with my own team in my own hometown, and I would not have it any other way.
It's really interesting that you put it like that, because absolutely, through lockdowns, through this pandemic, we have seen society shutting down like we've never seen before. And it's broken all of our barriers. So whether it's income, whether it's loss, whether it's, you know, how people get married, how people, how funerals are done, how births are celebrated, it's affected every societal, we are breaking the rules. So a great, great song there. So you're breaking out into the Western market now.
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, you're trending. You're trending in one of the top 10 artists. As you know, is this something? Is this one of your goals? Is that something that you want to do?
I just want to make good music, and I believe that music is not divided with caste, race, and culture and languages. It's a language in its own. And when you are seeing music like that, then you believe in sound. Then you don't believe in genres. I believe in sound, and I would like to keep making new sound every time. I already sing in so many regional languages in India. So getting on with English was, again, a difficult choice, a difficult choice that I made, but it paid off. And I'm just happy that how it's shaping up. If the West calls me, I shall come.
I love that. I love that attitude. I love the fact that you're saying that you're making sound. So do you see yourself as being an instrument to channel the music, to channel the sound?
I think my voice is an instrument in its own, and it is being, I use my voice like an instrument in a song. I don't, you know, in the Hindi market, voice is something that leads the song. But out here, I just want to use it as an instrument around the song. I want to have powerful lyrics, and I just want to have great, great singing. I have idols from the alternative progressive space of music, and I really love that sound. I really love to do it on the stage. In fact, most of my Hindi songs, when I do it for the stage, it is very, very westernized rock and progressive way I produce them for my concerts.
Well, we're looking forward to when the pandemic is finally over and you can come and do your shows over here as well in the UK, and of course, come and see us in Leicester. Leicester's a big place for shows and visitors at Sudbury Studios as well to get you in and get you.
I would love to visit studios. I would love to jam it out there, get to know. I think with the sound that I like is something which is more appreciated and more popular in the UK, that whole progressive rock band sound, than the US. So yes. I really look forward to being in the States, to be in the UK and do some music there. Maybe get to jam with some musicians. I'll get to learn so much.
Yes.
So much.
So you're looking learner. For that fusion. Well, you clearly are. You're at the top of your game. So, you're looking for that next bit. It sounds like, you know, that's what you're saying. You're looking for that next bit of learning, yeah. That next bit of growth. But you're clearly smashing it. Now, I know that through the pandemic as well, you've been doing a lot of work in Uttarakhand. You've been doing a lot of social work there. You've been helping a lot of people. I've seen some of your posts that you've got out on social media where you're saying things like, amid the fear and confusion, we need to bring through the love and light. How are you doing that? How are you doing that?
I think, as I said, the most loved thing after oxygen and water in this world is music. It is something that unanimously the whole world loves. The whole animals love it, plants love it, humans love it. I've not met a single soul who said, I don't like music. You know, I don't know those kind of people. I don't think they exist.
Do they even exist?
Yeah, they don't exist. So when you're dealing with an art form which is loved, which is loved by the whole world, everything that exists, then you're dealing with something larger than human beings, something much larger than human beings. And I believe that when you are, and I think that's where the light comes from. I think music is the language of light, and we are kind of preaching that language. And if you're able to do something like that, it's a powerful message to the world. And for the pandemic, whatever I'm doing here, it is very simple. My people are in trouble and I'm just going to go and help them. I don't think I'm doing something great here. If your people are in trouble, you would do the same. And I believe that I am in a position to help them. So I would definitely go all out and see what I can do about things here.
Yeah, well, this is... There's positives. There is positives coming out of this in terms of the unity that people are showing, the help that people are giving each other. The virus has shown us the virus doesn't discriminate against race, caste, status. It doesn't care what part of the world you're in. It's showing that we're all human. We're all equal. It's very humbling to come from that place. And it's really interesting that you say, you know, how you're connecting to the light through the music and you're bringing that through for the people, because of course we know music is soul food. Music does lift us up. Music can help change our state. And you're doing that, you know, so how do you, you know, you said that you did Breaking the Rules. You sat in a room after crazy tours and everything, when everything paused, you sat, you connected, you channeled through that song. But how does that normally work for you? Because I know that you do prefer your nature. I also know that you've talked a lot about trekking. So do you like to go out and connect in nature, and then do you get ideas, or how does it work for you? How do you get inspired?
Inspiration is internal as well as external. It can come from weirdest of places in the world, maybe from the beautiful of places in the world. I think inspiration is all around us. More than inspiration, you need the state of mind to perceive inspiration. And I am able to be in that state of mind when I'm in the mountains. Is already meditative to begin with. And when you are living in that much peace, there's always, you know, when there's no noise, then your mind also calms down slowly. Otherwise, in cities, you have a very chatty mind. Your mind talks to yourself, you talk to your mind, and boom, 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 boom. And then you're wondering, why am I so anxious about life? And where I live in the mountains, we are not anxious people. Days are long, food is fresh, air is fresh, water is sweet, people are nice, and life is simple.
Sounds when like paradise.
It does. I realized that after I started living in the hills, I don't want to go anywhere. I want to work from here. Everybody used to ask me, how do you plan on working from here? You are one of the biggest musicians in India. 1.3 billion people follow you. Why would you do work from here? You might be in a city and do better work with bigger musicians. And I'm like, whoa, Eminem did something like that. And he's big. So I think I can also live in my own town and just do my own thing. And if they like it, they'll come here to work with me. And then they started coming to my hometown to start work with me. So
I think that's going to happen. I think the next time we're going to be talking, you'll be joined with other musicians that have come to work with you because they want the hills as well. They want to experience this paradise and have this pure inspiration.
So I keep teasing them through my posts. I keep telling them where I am, what I'm doing. So these musicians now, they want to come jam with me here. They want to say, let's make music there. Let's live there for months, maybe years, and make music. So
sounds like a plan.
Now you've got a great track that's just released this week, Bedardi Se Pyar Ka. Tell us a little bit about that.
Bedardi Se Pyar Ka is just like a very, very beautiful follow-up to a massive success of Wafa Na Raasai and Lut Gaye. This song is again a very special song, as it is in a space where I am almost celebrating an heartbreak. And I think whenever a lover celebrates heartbreak, it always makes a special place in the heart of the audience. And that's what Bedardi is doing right now. It is creating its own niche, and I'm really enjoying the massive response that Bedardi is getting.
Thank you. And you also have a track, Kabir. Tell me about that. What made you want to do that?
It was like any other song that we do for films. You know, I just dubbed the song for the film. It was not even like, it was a song which was not even part of the promotions. It was just a part of the film. And they released a film version. But one fine day, I was playing a concert. So what happened was, when I was very little, I used to visit this small town close to Dehradun, which is called Roorkee, where my cousin used to live. And we used to be small kids, and we would be sitting next to the window listening to this festival called Thomso. And artists used to be coming and playing there, and we would listen to it, and we were like, whoa, man, wow, man. We would go and attend it one day. And then I would be like, no, why would we attend it? I will go and play there one day. And then I was actually going to go and play Thomso recently, 3.5 years back. And it was just that moment. I always wanted to play that festival, and I was playing it. I was there. My brother was there with me, and I was like, I told 30, 40,000 people there that this is the story behind this. I told my brother one day that I'm going to come and play here, and this song I want to play. And I sang that Kabir Singh song after that. It was just like a one-take video. It was a divine moment for me. It was a divine moment for my band. It was a divine moment for the people. We just put that one short video out there on YouTube and went, whoa, what's happening here? That video went viral in so many ways, so many platforms. And suddenly the small film version was all over the place, and everybody was appreciating how good that live performance is. It became one of the most popular performances in Asia, and that kind of got me connected with so many people in the international music scene. One thing led to another, and I'm doing my English debut now. And look, we're talking about it.
Yeah, yeah. Breaking all the rules. I love the name. You know, it's so appropriate to even what you're talking about now. And you've just given us a classic example there of how you bring through the light. You know, you've talked about this divine moment and this it being recorded and this video going viral, because of course people are feeling that, people are appreciating that, people are connecting with that. So through the troubled times, through the darkness, the light is there, and this is one way that they are connecting with that light. But what's your favorite? If I was to say to you right now, what lines are coming into your head in this moment?
Gravity is working against me. Gravity wants to bring me down. Oh, I never know what makes this man with all the love as I can stand. Three more ways to throw it all away. Stay the hell away from me. Gravity wants to bring me down. Just keep me bad alive. Just keep me bad alive. Yes. Come on, keep me well alive. Mm-hmm. Keep me well alive. Yeah. Keep me where the light is.
Thank you. Thank you. That's raining just here. Perfect. Ah. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah.
See, you're even influencing the elements now. So. do you want to do one of your songs as well?
Ooh. Darkness is crashing through my veins. Power exploded in your name. I've been controlling my demons for so long. Banging in my head is too strong. Clever eyes have finally made me realize that mine can be a sick disease. So making my moves now, breaking the rules now, down with my demons I go. Oh, oh. It's been many a moon now since I howled at you, love. Now look down and witness the show. Oh, oh.
Phenomenal, and so appropriate to today's times. This is what it's about. It's about battling with those inner demons. I'm not even battling, it's about overcoming that, breaking the rules and overcoming that. So I love that. Now you have, of course, you've got a lot of Desi fans here, right? We might be born here, but we still connect with the motherland. Would you mind giving us a few lines of one of your favorite Hindi songs? One of yours, but whichever one you resonate with most.
Dil ka darya beh hi gaya, raahon mein jo tum mil gaya, mushkil se main sambhala tha, toot gaya. That's for all my Indian fans, all my Indian music lovers. Lots of love. Thank you.
Thank you, Jubin, for taking the time to talk to us today. I do hope to speak to you again at some point in the future. And it's wonderful to witness your journey. And of course, play your music here on Sudbush Radio. You have a lot of fans. So it's our pleasure that you've taken this time to talk to us today.